Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance talks about agriculture and religion, David Sparks Ag Information Network of the West.
Farmers and ranchers have a very different definition of how we can responsibly care for animals than activist groups who are opposed to animal agriculture in general. The Alliance has been involved in this issue for quite some time now, trying to get the word out to our members. And really, it can be a very sensitive subject, a very personal subject, because religious beliefs do tend to be very personal things that people take very seriously. So we have found some very prominent leaders in the faith-based community, in the religious community. Dr. Wes Jamieson and Dr. Paul Copan have put together this book with chapters from a variety of leaders, everything from farmers to theological experts representing several different denominations and viewpoints. And this book is called What Would Jesus Really Eat? And it's going to look at what all the viewpoints are in the Bible about eating meat. And is it okay to eat meat? What are these groups saying? What the actual truth is. And it's really going to be a useful resource to people in the industry who want some background knowledge and want to be able to discuss this issue from a very informed place.
If I'm not mistaken, was it not Jesus who cast a net upon the water and got fish and fed his flock?
There are several different examples that are within the book that show that there is support within the Bible for not only eating meat, but also large-scale production.
Amen. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.